Michelle Obama tells Stephen Colbert she's lost in Trump's America. By Jerome Hudson on November 5, 2025. Former First Lady Michelle Obama joined Stephen Colbert Tuesday night and delivered a depressing diatribe about the President Donald Trump-led White House ballroom construction, calling herself confused and lost as standards and norms are being broken. The West Wing was work. It was sometimes sadness, problems, it was the guts of the White House, and the East Wing was where you felt light. That's where children came. We had puppies, Obama began. It makes me confused. I am confused by what are our norms, what are our standards, what are our traditions. I just feel like, what is important to us as a nation anymore? Because I'm lost. Obama said every family and administration has a right and duty to maintain the house, make investments and improvements, and there were plenty of things that needed fixing in the White House when she lived there. Without saying Trump's name, Obama used the East Wing to ballroom construction as a metaphor for how she feels about Trump's America and how lost she is in it. It makes me confused. I am confused by what are our norms, what are our standards, what are our traditions. I just feel like, what is important to us as a nation anymore? Because I'm lost, she said. As a country, we have to decide what rules we're following. I'm lost. And I hope that more Americans feel lost in a way that they want to be found again. Because it's up to us to find what we're losing. Michelle Obama merely added her voice to the cacophony, feigning concern about Trump's ballroom construction. While many of those same elites didn't criticize Barack Obama's White House solar panels addition in 2014 nor the Obama White House's $376 million renovation to the East and West Wings 3 years prior. Of course, neither Colbert nor Michelle Obama mentioned a long history of administrations making mass upgrades and changes to the White House. The current hysteria over President Donald Trump's big beautiful ballroom is the latest in a long history of Washington architectural naysaying that is as perennial as the Potomac cherry blossoms and as old as the White House itself. Rebecca Mansour writes in her incomparable article, "Trump's big beautiful ballroom is a gift for America in the best tradition of his predecessors." Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.